It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
First, just tell us about this email and what it was like receiving it, and what you all have talked about after getting it.
Sure. I got this email Saturday afternoon about 3 p.m., and I felt absolutely infuriated getting this email with a demand within 48 hours to provide a response on what I did within the last week or face termination. This is clearly an attempt from Elon Musk to harass and bully and intimidate the federal workforce, which is part of his broader plan to gut the federal workforce and privatize public sector services.
It's Tuesday,
to ensure,
and I don't feel like
that corporations like his own
wine
can get more profit.
I don't care.
And that
I'm
makes
done.
Me really angry. My coworkers as well.
I'm for- done. You know what? This lady with her poodle haircut. I have to sit here and listen to these glorified welfare workers. I don't feel bad if you're a member of the federal government and your job's getting cut. You should have made smarter choices in your life and not worked for the federal government. It's not my problem. Grow TF up. Get a real job that doesn't have you languishing on the shriveled up teat of the public because we are taxed too much. If you have a problem with that, do us all a favor and go seek mental help because you are not stable enough to be in public, much less the workforce. Hi, it's Tuesday. It's Dana Loesch. I have zero sympathy for these people. None. I'm so tired of seeing these things being trotted out like, oh, you should feel sorry for the federal worker. No, I feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for you. We pay the salaries of these people who want to bitch about having to write 5 bullet points as to what they accomplished that week. Are you kidding me? The more they whine, the more I want to fire them. I don't feel bad for you. So I will reiterate, I do not feel bad for you if you work for the federal government. If you made life choices that led you to providing for yourself while languishing on the dried, shrivel up public teat of an overtaxed populace, that is not an our problem. That is a you problem. Make better choices in life. Have greater ambition than to be a government worker, to work for the federal government, to be a taxation upon your fellow man. That's what it is. It's glorified welfare. Anything that is beyond Article 1, Section 8 is glorified welfare. And if you fall into that category, you're glorified welfare. I don't feel bad for you. I don't have sympathy. I have zero empathy because we have shouldered the burden of this for so long. These people who are bitching and moaning about having to provide, oh my gosh, I have to provide 5 bullet points and tell my bosses what I did that was accomplished. Let everyone know that you have no idea what it takes to survive in the public sector without letting everybody know that you have no idea what it takes to live in the public sector and make it. So I have zero feels for any of this. None. I have feels for us that have to worry and look over our shoulder and get audited every damn year that a Democrat's in office. I worry about those of us who watch our taxes go up every single year. I worry about the people who are forced out of their homes because they can't keep up with their ever-inflating property tax because you never really own your own property. I feel bad for the families that can't send their kids to go and get a decent education because they're tied into a specific locality. Thank you to teachers' unions and Marxist Democrats. I feel bad for those people, not these people. Got to be just absolutely kidding me. So no, I have zero empathy or feels at all. And in fact, the more they talk, the more enraged I become. Like, you are the aggressor and they are the victim. Do you realize that a government worker makes twice the salary of the average everyday salary of the average everyday American? That's not according to me. That's according to Bureau of Labor Statistics. So tell me again how I'm supposed to be able to feel sorry for these people. You had to send an email with five bullet. Oh my gosh. Imagine if you actually had, you know, a job, a real job in the private sector. And if you send me hate mail, I will blast you into oblivion. Because I will get hate mail from public workers and I will make you famous. Try me. I do not have any sympathy for this. The audacity of people to complain. You realize that people are living paycheck to paycheck? You know why they're living paycheck to paycheck? Because they're paying the overinflated salaries of these federal glorified welfare recipients. Oh my gosh, they had to provide an email to their boss. That's all they had to do. All they had to do was list five things that they did that past week. That's all they had to do. And they're freaking out because they had to do that. How in the world do these people live? Why do you owe them anything? You don't. That's the thing. So welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. Dana Lash with you. I direct you to the chat, but it half works. Maybe we'll move it off of Rumble and back to YouTube where it can actually flourish. And then, of course, we also have YouTube, Facebook, and X. So, yeah, I have zero sympathy for any of this. And I'm so tired. I have a story here. Where's the story at? Who was it that was saying this? They were blasting, saying that, actually, I think it was a couple of friends of mine. I have one friend that wrote an editorial and another friend who was on television saying, you know what? Some of the blowback from this is real. You know, some of the blowback that the Trump administration is receiving from, you know, these cuts is real. What blowback? What blowback are we talking about? Are we talking about Democrats trying to act like they're the overpaid everyday federal worker is the average everyday American and thus their plight is somehow worthier, more worthy of consideration than anybody else's? I reject that. I'm not going to be conned into thinking that I owe a welfare check to someone because they work for the federal government in an agency beyond the constitutional scope of what our federal government is supposed to do. I'm not going to be conned into thinking that, nor should you. That's like saying, well, these workers don't pay our salaries and they should feel bad if we're struggling. You see what I'm saying? Why does it go one way? It's never supposed to be that way. This is why I think people, and I do this actively in my own life, when I hear someone say, I want to grow up and be a politician, and I've had parents tell me that before, and I had one parent get very upset with me because they were very proud their little Lord Fauntleroy was going to college and they were going to go into politics. That was their major. I'm like, wait, they're not going to go into business? They're not going to go and get a skill? No, they're going to go into politics, and he would like to serve in the Senate. I'm like, you're not serving. That's welfare. Get it correct. You're not serving anyone. You're living off, you're sponging off of someone in that capacity. Elected office is supposed to be a consequence of a particularly acquired skill that made you a little bit, maybe it gave you a little bit more expertise in an area to go and represent your fellow man. It's not something that you seek out as its own line of industry. And I looked at she was an associate. And I looked at her and I said, so you're teaching your kid to be a welfare recipient. Oh my gosh, that went over like a lead balloon, as you can imagine. Did I mention it was like at a fundraiser? Because it was. I'm a great guest. Invite me to all your parties. But I said, like, so you're raising a welfare recipient. Oh my gosh. And they looked like, I mean, you know, they were a guest. Like, how dare I say that? That's something for dirty Democrats. I'm like, no, that's what you're doing. Like, you're having your son go into public office immediately after college with zero real life private sector work experience. How is that successful parenting? You're raising up a glorified welfare recipient and you're expecting me to congratulate you. Are you drunk? Because like we just had the first cocktail. You must be a lightweight. Oh, they did not like any of this, but I don't care. I'm not going to sit there and blow smoke up your ass because you're bragging about raising a welfare recipient that's going to go into public office. Same thing with a federal worker. Sorry, I'm not going to blow smoke up your backside about it. Aim higher. Have a greater sense of self-worth than this. Because that's the reality of it. I mean, it's welfare. If you're a politician, it's welfare. When you receive taxpayer dollars for anything, and we can't really actually measure the return on that investment. It's welfare, and it's still welfare regardless. It's just welfare that's transactional. If you're a good politician, right? If you actually represent the people who vote for you. See, this is why I don't like term limits either. I disagree with some Republicans on term limits because I think people should suffer the indignity of their stupid choices. I do. I think that voters are the ultimate, and I agree with the Federalists. I'm sorry if you disagree with me and the founders on this, but, you know, the Federalist Papers were explicitly clear. I am in the company of John Adams and Alexander Hamilton and James Madison. I'm in the company of some really great, you know, founders and thinkers before us. And I agree with all of them that the voter is ultimately the term limit. The voter's vote is the term limit. So when people keep electing people like Nancy Pelosi, I feel like they deserve to suffer the indignity of such a reckless vote. And if people don't learn, then to hell with it. You can't expect government to save you from your own undoing when government is also an example of the public's undoing, especially big government that we just keep giving more power to because we're too damn lazy to go out into the streets and evangelize. Nobody will go door to door and canvas or a phone bank, but by God, they'll go ahead and give all their power to the government because, well, then if the government does it, then it's official. It's like corporate worship. It's only Tuesday, guys. I don't know what you think is going to happen the rest of the week, but so I don't feel bad about these people and I've been mad about it all morning. I mean, I keep seeing these videos and I see these emails and these posts on X since tweets aren't a thing anymore. And it's these people who are so sad about all. I just don't care. Cry harder. I mean, especially after I saw, did you see the story that Chris Rufo broke? This is disgusting. Super disgusting. And it's my free speech opinion. And if you have a problem with it, you can go and service Satan in an unflattering way. Did you guys see this whole NSA thing? Their chat system for their intel community. Why is deep state so gross? Why are they so gross? They had sex chats. Why? These are NSA. You know what NSA is? National Security. These are intel people. You had CIA on here. They had a secret tranny sex chat room. They talked about Franken copulatory organs, fetishes, some of these things I don't even know what they are. Like the second to last thing in front of the gang thing. I have no idea what that is. Don't know. Is that like a molecule? I don't know what it is. I don't need to know. You don't need to tell me. I like to be ignorant on some things. They had a chat system and it was supposed to be for government work, but they had literally like two alphabet channels where they discussed all these things. And they said it was defensible to discuss it at work because it's part of DEI. Yeah, DEI is the act of hiring people that are grossly unqualified and incompetent because they like to publicize how they have sex. And that's supposed to be a virtue and meritocracy all simultaneously. And it's not. I can't even read a lot of these. I can't even read a lot of the chat logs. Like the one image, we can't even show it. Because see, the government can do it, but if I talk about it, I'll get in trouble. See, I can't tell you what the government is doing with your tax dollars because that's a big, bad no-no. We can't talk about that stuff. It's nasty, but they can do it on our tax dollars. Mm-hmm. Strength and vitality inside and out. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. You'll love Native Path Collagen because it'll keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And you can use it daily in your morning coffee to start the day feeling your best. And best of all, Native Path offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. So you can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. And it's the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for up to an incredible 45% off, plus get free shipping. Every order comes with a 360 65-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
Should we officially shut down the Postal Service? The Postal Service had a monopoly in the United States, and it still couldn't make money? After the email revolution, they didn't change a thing. Should it be bought out by a big tech firm like Amazon?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So first up, apparently doctors are sounding the alarm over a mystery illness that started in the Congo. People are dropping dead within 48 hours, and it started because three kids ate bats. So maybe, I don't know, here's a new flash. Stop eating damn bats. Moving on. That's the story. That's it. That's literally it. So you're going to hear about it. It's coming from the People's Democratic Republic of Congo, and it literally started with eating bats. So since we didn't learn the last time with Wu Flu, maybe this one will teach us the... No, it won't. Did scientists find the cellular master switch capable of reversing aging? In fact, I think they need to do the opposite. I think that in some certain people, in certain instances, they need to flip it and accelerate it to cleanse the earth faster. They said a certain protein might be the key. So we're going to see more people that are real thin with tons of extensions and pillow faces, right? Is that what we're going to see? I don't know. Is that what's happening? I don't know. Everything is with a pill. It's with a pill. Two people in the hospital here in the U.S. with bird flu, says the CDC. Now, make sure you go and freak out appropriately, because two individuals who have maybe perhaps, you know, sketchy contraction stories are in the hospital with bird flu. I don't know if they ate bats or roadkill birds. Nobody has any idea. Just freak out, because that's what you're supposed to do. Like good little government gophers, freak out. Let's see. The Eagles have accepted the White House visit. I can't even believe that we have time to care about this, because we're all going to go into hell in a handbasket broke because we're going to pass a big spending bill. But they're going to accept the White House visit as soon as POTUS extends it. Yay. Everything is solved. Also, the Kim Kardashian was sued because she posted an Instagram photo of a wrong guy, identified the wrong death row inmate. He wasn't even a death row inmate. Yeah, stick with us. We got more. I really do like All Family Pharmacy. You know why I like All Family Pharmacy? Because when I was sick over Thanksgiving, I knew it was strep throat. I knew it was happening. You know why? Because I've had strep throat 11 trillion times. I don't need to go to the doctor and pay an exorbitant copay to have the doctor tell me what I know about my body and have known about my body for 40 some odd years. I knew I was getting strep. Guess what? I was getting strep. I was correct. And so I ordered some antibiotics from All Family Pharmacy, and I had it overnighted, and I got it. I started taking it, and guess what? It healed me, because, you know, I knew going through all of this, you know, your body with certain things. And All Family Pharmacy, they specialize in, they have over 200 different types of medications. They also have ivermectin for the flat earthers out there who think it's bad. It's not. And you can go read about it at All Family Pharmacy. You can stock up on essential medications. You can bulk order. And they have a doctor that they work with, obviously, for prescriptions. But this is a way, it's great if you, like, for instance, sinusitis, you know, like I said, strep, emergencies, things like that. It's simplified care, no insurance, no problem. Everything is super affordable. And the favorite thing, the thing I like most about them, is everything that they do is made right here in the U.S. of A. So you have high standards of quality and safety. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and unlock 10% off your purchase using code Dana10. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10 for 10% off.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Ello or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the business behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Allbirds uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
We've got the narrowest majority that any party has had in the Congress since before the Great Depression. Narrowest majority. 218 Republicans, 215 Democrats. The Democrats are holding together. We're holding together, for instance, on this reckless Republican budget, which is a betrayal of working class Americans, and cuts to Medicaid, cuts to SNAP, cuts to veterans benefits. That's not theoretical. That hurts real people. We've got...
Like he gives a rat's ass about real people. By the way, if you're wanting Dora the Explorer or some Arthur PBS type commentary, please, dear God, do us a favor and turn me off today. Turn me off today because I'm not in to do that beta cuck stuff.
You're not supposed to tell people to not listen.
I don't care.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Don't care. I don't want weak cucks who freak out. I'm going to just say all the words today.
What the heck is going on?
Hate. Tired of it. I'm fed up. Fed up and tired of it. Tired of having all of these people whine about, we need your money so we can keep doing our federal government job. It's too big. Go away. And then you got Hakeem Jeffries. Oh, this budget is a betrayal. Oh, suddenly now they're concerned about the working class, the people that they made stay home for 2 years and arrested when they try to go back to work. Are seriously? Good heavens. You know what? This is kind of probably what the left feels like, because I really think that everybody's Hitler today that I don't like. I mean, right? This is probably the closest to like a pure leftist I've ever been with that sentiment right there. He came to your Hitler. Just, you know, just why not? Why not? Welcome back. Substack, Dana Lash over at Substack, chapter and verse. He's mad over the budget. He says it's a reckless budget. How is it reckless? Oh, because it doesn't spend enough money. Yeah, that's right. Because they're actually trying to be, balanced about it. Actually, they're not. It's a stupid budget. The one in the Senate is so dumb. It kills brain cells. The one in the Senate makes me hate Republicans and never want to vote for. By the way, I had an invite to go speak at a Republican event that was rescinded because I was criticizing Republicans. Tell me again why I get mad at this party. Tell me again why I get mad at the party. The Republican budget in the Senate, I don't need your money. The Republican budget in the Senate sucks. It's horrible. It is a horrible budget. That's why Rand Paul was the one who only had the cojones to stand against it, right? Now, the one in the House, that's a good one. That's the one that everybody wants. That's the one even POTUS wants. But they're trying to push the Senate one on it. That's the Lindsey Graham one, where it's 340, what, something billion extra in spending, and there's no tax cuts. The one in the House actually had all that in there. So that's the truth of it. Yeah, there were some people who were mad at me over that. I don't care. Push me and I'll name you. So I just think that if we're going to have that budget, I mean, they're going to have to get, I think it's a betrayal of conservative voters, but not like in the manner that Hakeem Jeffries is saying. Not at all. So I don't know. I'm curious as to how you all feel about this. How do you all feel when you see these federal workers out there complaining? I saw somebody, they had a post up and they were complaining about, well, you know, they're someone they love worked for the government and then they retired and they worked so hard for what they have. And it's aggravating to see people get to like their loved one get disparaged because of who their employer was. That's not my problem. Not my problem. You're not the victim. These people are not the victim. I don't care. The taxpayers are the victims here. Spare me. You know how many people who are struggling to make ends meet, trying to provide for their children, and they're paying for sex chats with the intelligence departments? Paying for it. Or they're paying for stupid studies that nobody wants, or they're paying Stacey Abrams. You know, some money even went to that dumb balding ginger out there in Montecito. They had to like, they are mansion out there, their Olive Garden palazzo out there in Montecito, the suitcase girl and the balding ginger, him. They got money. They got, according to all the public information, they had USAID money. I don't know what it went for. I don't know. We're the stupid taxpayers. Shut up and give the government your money. You don't have any right to ask questions like this. I think some of us forgot that at the natural pecking order of things. We went to war for less than this. So there's another one. Did you guys hear? This is my favorite story right now. Can I take you back for a moment to go back to when they shut the government? What year was this? They shut the government down under Barack Obama, under Obama Biden. Remember when they had that big old government shutdown? And they put like a, oh my gosh, what are they, sawhorses? Those little barriers, is that what they are? Or like a sawhorse. I don't know what else to call it. I know they have a different name.
Like the bike racks or the...
No, it's not like a bike rack. It's like the... Oh, it's a barrier, but it looks like a sawhorse or a pommel horse. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? With the legs and then the thing?
Sawhorse sounds right.
Okay, somebody will tell me. And if I see it, great. But you know what I'm talking about. There were photos of them putting those like barriers up at national parks and stuff like that. Remember, they shut down the outside. They shut down the outdoors and the government shut down. You can't go to the parks. The trees are closed. Remember all that? Well, if you'd like that, I got another one for you. So in the rush to try to create sob stories, I guess, out of all the federal cutting, they came up with a new one. Here's the Washington Post. Long lines and canceled rentals. Firings bring chaos to national parks. Trump's purge of federal employees is already harming the visitor experience at national parks across the country. Now, they ended up talking about this. I don't know this. Apparently, they said that some of the park workers have the keys to the bathrooms and some people aren't going to be able to use the bathroom. Or some people, if they're in the bathroom, what if they get, like, for instance, they said, we have endless things that have to be secured. Like, I have, this guy is talking about how he has keys. Talking about how he has keys to the restrooms. How did people go to the bathroom before they had public restrooms, Kane? It's a wonder out in the woods in nature. Crazy. It's crazy. They said that the firings are going to cause disruptions reminiscent of the pandemic. Shut up. Visitor centers, campgrounds could close or reduce their hours. They said that some of it, the bulk of it's going to occur in the heavy season. One park has seen immediate impacts. So this is this Washington Post piece, and they're talking about like restrooms and things of that nature. And they said, oh, they've, you know, they were teaching park visitors about, the history of the public parks and the history of the land, you know, because heaven forbid you can't Google it. I don't know. Maybe you can't. Maybe Google's broken and doesn't do that. So it could be, you know, you could break search engines and hide those results. So you have to have people getting a paycheck and staffing it. I mean, it's like very Atlas Shrugged, but it could happen. I just, like someone was saying that they were complaining about, well, who's going to have the keys to the bathroom if they do this? And, you know, the fact that we're even having this discussion, I think, just underscores the lack of seriousness around this whole entire thing. Yosemite, hang on, let me pull this up. This is ABC7. Somebody hung an American flag upside down from El Capitan at the Yosemite National Park. The 3,000-foot wall of sheer granite, most fabled rock face. Somebody hung a flag upside down. Kane, what did we learn about? The left had particular thoughts about hanging flags upside down. Do you remember what those were? Especially as it pertained to like Supreme Court justices' wives, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious. Weren't we told that that was like a insurrection or something to have the flag upside down? Yeah. Or it was evil to have the flag upside down, something to that effect. It's bad, but now it's okay again. Yeah, they said, oh, parks employees are scared that parks are going to get closed down because you cannot operate the parks without people cleaning the bathrooms. That's an actual line in ABC7.com. ABC7, Eyewitness News, covers Southern California. They said that they can't operate the parks without the people cleaning the bathrooms. I mean, like, OMG. What?
Those bears don't even wipe.
Those bears don't wipe. I mean, does a bear wipe in the woods? I don't know. Does if you didn't see it, then it didn't happen, I guess,
never
right?
Seen, never seen it.
It's like, you know, Schrodinger's dog. I don't know. Schrodinger's cat. I don't know. Same thing, right? So stupid. I can't just... I have a bunch of, like a handful of these stupid things. So they said that the, I want to go to this woke story. Hang on. I want to sell something a little lighthearted. I mentioned this yesterday. So people are being told that you will encounter images of nudity when you go and see The Birth of Venus, which is at the Uffizi Gallery. And I've seen, it's beautiful. And they, so apparently, it is one, well, some universities now, apparently, when they, I guess they do these field trips to these museums. Like they had this one guy who said at University of Kent, you know, it can be, it can require a trigger warning. This is what they said. The emeritus professor of sociology, quote, nudity in the Middle Ages and Renaissance art requires a content warning, things of that nature. What? They're not even realistic looking. But now they're saying this is okay. I think we've gone full circle. I've said for the longest time, I've used the phrase neo-Puritan. And the Puritans at least had principles. This is where the left woke scolds. It's like coming full circle now. They have become literally everything that they said the right was. Super, I mean, but they're actually telling this to some of their students. And there's a couple of different stories on this. And then I found there was like a thread on Reddit where they were saying that when with art history, when they were studying, they actually had like, oh, here's some nude. You have to know that there's nudity. And it's not like crass. They were studying anatomy and physiology. I mean, hell, half of them didn't even understand how the human body worked. Some images of nudity. It doesn't even look real, Kane. It's a painting and, you know, a woman in a shell. I hate everything. So coming up, some of the stuff that we've got on deck for you. There's now an ominous warning for Musk after those productivity emails. He's given employees another chance to answer. I wouldn't give anybody another chance to answer. We also have to talk about how we spent $6 million on a smart toilet. I didn't get it. Did you guys get a delivery? Did you get a receipt of a smart toilet, $6 million? No, I didn't either. I didn't even know they could cost that much. We're going to discuss that. And the White House is now pushing, well, one official is pushing to axe Canada from Five Eyes, which sounds dumb to me, but I don't know. The same folks who did the Super Beet Chews now have Super Barine. And this is an all-natural product, plant-based, and it's formulated with an ingredient that helps to support your metabolism and helps to support blood sugar levels. It's 3 times more effective than your diet and exercise alone. And these are real results, super convenient, one easy to swallow capsule. It helps you do more to support metabolic health and blood sugar levels. They're clinically researched ingredients, and it features a clinically studied berberine that has this 10 times higher absorption rate than standard berberine. It's used by doctors from the makers of Super Beets. So head to your nearest Sam's Club, save on the Super Beets Hard Chews and the new Super Barine from Human. You'll love the way it makes you feel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
He listens to Putin. The only person less trustworthy than Putin is Trump, who said that January 6th was a beautiful day, a patriotic day, and that the American government had assaulted the January 6th insurrectionists. And that's why they were pardoned, because they had been assaulted by their government.
Is he going to talk?
You can pee on my leg, but don't tell me it's rain. And Trump is raining on America.
Okay, can I just get that last part? He just said we can pee on his leg. Not that I want to, but, you know. Is that what he said? Like, he gave us permission.
You can pee on my leg, but don't tell me it's rain.
Okay, so we can pee on your leg. Right? Words matter. This is like what happens when you don't use commas properly. What?
That's what he said. So as long as we pee on his leg and tell him it's pee.
Yeah.
He's okay. All right. With it.
So we can pee on your leg and be like, we're peeing on you, dude. Is that?
Thank God you didn't.
Dan, nobody tell R. Kelly you can do this.
Oh, God.
What?
Why'd you?
What? What is that in reference to? I don't know. I saw it on South Park. Huh?
Whoa.
It was Representative
Nelly.
Steve Cohen, who once he's inviting, I don't know if he's got a weird fetish. Was he in that weird Intel chat? I don't know. These people are freaks. Like the nastiest people are freaks. It's never anybody cute. It's always the ugly ones. Not that, you know, anybody's making requests. So he says, yeah. He goes, Trump is raining on America. What is it even in reference to? He was all over the place. What is he even talking about? Like, what is that in reference to? What does he mean? Like, I feel like they're all real confused. They have no centralized message over there. None. They have no centralized message. They have nothing. Nothing like that. It's just they're all over the place. Well, Trump is raining on America. Because he's making cuts. Can you believe these people? They're freaking out. Because by the way, these cuts that have been recommended are just a drop in the bucket. They're not even like super serious cuts. I know that's not what you want to hear about Doge, but I'm being honest with you. They're not like super serious cuts. And they're reacting like this to stuff that's like mild. What if they really did, like really went in and started clearing house? What then would their response be? I mean, that's what it's going to take in order to get us back to a period of fiscal sanity. But they're losing their minds over this. It is truly something. I can't even. This is why, by the way. I think I put this in your newsletter. This is why you have the media that's really targeting. We're going to talk about this coming up. That's really, really targeting these Republicans, particularly in the Senate. They're really targeting these Republicans in the Senate. They are trying to make it seem like, you know, if you're cutting all of these horrible, you're cutting healthcare for old people, you're cutting services for children, even though that's been debunked a couple of different times already. But they want it to make it seem like these cuts are so extreme and so austere that it's done out of spite, as opposed to these are mild cuts that are being done for necessity. And that's what they're trying to do. And that's the narrative that they're trying to impart to a lot of the moderates and, you know, the indies out there. So coming up, got a few things to touch on. The latest European leaders are holding. I don't really care what Europe does at this point. You know, either do it or get off the John. Deal with Ukraine. You guys had all this time. Everybody sat around spinning on their thumbs. I don't know what, you know, what? Come on. We'll talk about some of this stuff. We're also going to get into The latest with these some more Doge cuts and that smart toilet that we all paid $6.9 million for. There's a lot to touch on. Stick with us. Tax Network USA, they have direct access, a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with, because you don't want to deal with the IRS alone. Turn it over to the team at Tax Network USA. Not all tax resolution companies are the same, and Tax Network USA has proven tax resolution strategies. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they have experts that will settle your tax issues in your favor. And they're experienced. They're designed to do all of this, to negotiate, to resolve. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt. And you know it can be risky and stressful to deal with the IRS. So protect your financial security with people who have been there many times and have done it. Stop the threatening letters. Stop looking over your shoulder. Schedule a complimentary consultation. It's free. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit TNUSA.com/Dana. Don't let the IRS's aggressive tactics control your future. TNUSA.com/Dana.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Tom, I love it. You're absolutely right. But frankly, just between you and I, he's not cutting enough. You know, in the concept of private equity, when you find a broken, bankrupt company, you look at the spreadsheet, you say, okay, this is the original cut idea. You cut 20% more because it really hurts when you cut. You cut deep, you cut fast, you chop, you hack, and then you hire back because you don't want the trauma to everybody multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there, and he's not wrong, by the way, with that assertion. I mean, there, and just as I said last segment or last hour, I mean, it's great what they're doing, but my point is these are such modest, mild cuts that I can't even imagine what the reaction would be if they decided to really propose super sweeping reductions in expenses. I mean, Republicans can't even make tax cuts permanent in the Senate. Oh no, don't talk about too much because you'll get, you know, things rescinded. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Maybe one day I'll write a tell all. We're at the top of the second hour. The Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook as well. The proposals, I mean, if you're everybody who, you know, has their own household, makes their own money, you know that you have a budget. You know what you can afford and what you can't. You have to live by that. Because you don't have a safety net. You can't go and just shake people down for more money to cover the cost of your expenses. That's how we live. But that's not how the government lives. The government does not have a budget. Literally, they do not have a budget. That's why they keep passing these continuing resolutions. That's why they keep voting themselves these blank checks every single time they have a spending bill that comes up. And they think that if they can't afford it, that's not a sign that they should live within their means. That to them is an invitation to then go and shake all of us down so that they can have their spending covered. If they want to send more billions to Ukraine and they don't have the funds for it, guess who gets the shakedown? We do. And the government, since its inception, has been expanding at a freakishly fast pace. And so now we have all these things that we do that we have no business in doing at all. We have all this stuff going on that we have no business engaging in. People are so far away from the concept of what government is supposed to be able to do and what it's not supposed to be able to do. They don't even know. I mean, when I homeschooled my kids when they were little, we literally did a whole thing on Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. This is what you're able to do. This is what the government is not able to do. I'm like, it's very important that you learn all of this stuff and that you understand what your government is able to do and what they have, the, what where their scope is. So they can lay and collect taxes. This was all supposed to be temporary, by the way. Taxation was only supposed to be in times of war. And the first taxes under Jefferson, that was when we were fighting with the Barbary pirates because we had the Marines. We have to provide for the, and it's, when you look at the sentence structure, it is to purposefully, singularly, pay for the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States, but all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform. We can borrow money on the credit of the U.S. We can regulate commerce federally with foreign nations and among several states and with Indian tribes. We can establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on bankruptcies. We can coin money. We can regulate the value of it. We can, in a foreign coin, we can fix the standard weights and measures. We can punish for counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the U.S. to establish post offices and post roads. I mean, it's very specific. Like this, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money that of to that you shall be for longer than a term of 2 years. Ha ha ha, that's so funny now, isn't it? Anything that's not listed here is not something they should be doing. You know what's not listed in here? To form a National Department of Education or to have an ATF or to have an IRS. Very interesting. There's a lot of stuff when you really look at it that it's not authorized in this, but that doesn't matter, right? Because law doesn't matter anymore. Our justice system's an absolute joke. It doesn't matter. So these are super modest reductions. And they're freaking out. Now you have unions suing. I don't think public unions should be able to sue for stuff like this. I don't believe in public unions. I think it's a communist, anti-American, anti-conservative, anti-Christian concept. Oh, I said it. Private unions? Yeah, private employees and private businesses, they can choose to operate however they want to. Public unions? No. And I'm going to be very rude for a moment. When I have someone that defends those to me and tries to also tell me that they're conservative, I'm like, you're a liar. Don't waste my time. The reason I don't like them is because the taxpayer, the people who have to front the money, are never invited to these negotiations. Have you noticed that? Spare me. I know somebody on the back is yelling, oh, but yeah, but that's what the politicians are for. You really believe that the people that you elect represent your interests? Really? Came to you. No. I haven't for, I don't know, ever? I don't know. It's a sad thing. I have zero faith in my government. I mean, I have less faith in my government than anything I could possibly have an absence of faith in, if that's a measure for you. No, politicians, they can get kickbacks for themselves. How is it that you got these politicians that make lower six figures, like $120,000 a year, and then they're worth like $10 million? How does that happen? Oh, you're telling me that they're smart economically? Really? Let's look at the stocks that they trade on and the moves that they make. Very interesting. No, I don't support anything that blocks me from the negotiation but then demands me fork over money. That's extortion. That's like criminal everywhere else except when the government does it. Then it's legal. See, it's like if somebody comes to your door and points a gun at your face and says, give me all your money, this is a stick up, that's illegal. But if they put an IRS badge on, then it's legal. See? Same thing with this stuff. So I don't support anything that demands that I fork over money and then bars me from the negotiation table. So that's why I'm against them. I don't think if you're in the public sector, I don't even believe in public sector unions. Not at all. Because it's just an outfit for crime. That's all it is. You know, the difference between public sector unions and the mafia is the mafia is honest about it. You know, they got principles. They're honest about it. Public sector unions? No. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I see this stuff and I'm like, these are the most minimalist of proposals. Do you remember back during, I'm going to pull this up, when they were cutting stuff in Greece and they had riots, they had protesters, they set all these buildings on fire. They had a 24-hour nationwide strike. They had their biggest, and everything that they run is essentially public. They turned really violent. Remember all of that? They had violent riots out in the streets because they had to implement austerity measures because their country was just falling apart. They were on the edge of a knife. They had to do it. And so people were saying they were too draconian. That's one of the reasons why, by the way, myself and many others have been telling our elected officials, you need to like cut a lot more. You need to really implement cuts. So if you do some now, it doesn't have to sting as much later when you have to do more. But they're not listening. They're going to get us up to this point. This is what the left loves. They want this. The left would love to be able to have the same kind of, well, I mean, they did Occupy Wall Street. They did what was the other thing that they did? Where they were camping out in the street. I don't know. That's their thing. They like camping out in the streets. The Portland.
Oh, Chaz Chop?
Yeah, Chaz Chop. And then you had all those other, you know, everybody was out there riding for a different cause. There was no uniformity. I mean, the left would love to have something like this in the United States. As you know, like they want class warfare so bad because the CRT didn't work out so well for them. They use CRT and DEI as a replacement for the traditional Marxist class warfare. So they decided they would use identity politics, things that people can't control like this, as a substitute for it. Because it's really hard when people taste capitalism and when they taste the economic freedom of earning their own living and reaping the rewards for that. It's very difficult to go back. You can't shove that back in the box. So these cuts are, like I said, very, very minimal. And the Republican Party is fumbling. I know no one wants to hear that. I don't want to say it, but they are. They're fumbling. More so particularly in the Senate. And I'm just telling you this because I don't want Democrats to take over during midterms. And I don't want a Democrat president in 2028. I don't want a Democrat president. But I'm telling you, if Republicans can't get it together, you're going to get it. Because Democrats, if they ever figure out how to attempt a comeback, they'll try to come up with a solution. And people are fickle. And memories, they don't last more than a couple of election cycles. And people will start to think, oh, well, maybe they have a different solution. Maybe they have a different way. If Republicans burn through the goodwill that they have engendered, it's going to make people question their sincerity. And it's going to make them question maybe, well, are Democrats an alternative? You got to remember, we know how elections go and we know what these people's policies are, but everything kind of resets. Don't you think that's fair to say, Kane? Every two elections, I think that's a reset in the memories of people. I mean, I don't know how else you explain some of these Democrats getting elected, but you know, I don't know how the hell you get a Biden after Trump, but okay. People are fickle. Now, some are saying, well, this is the honeymoon period for Trump right now. That's why his approval rating is as strong as it is. I don't think so. I think it's part. I don't think that's the sole answer. I think maybe a percentage of it is there's a honeymoon grace period. But he did not act like he was in a honeymoon or grace period. He hit the ground running. And I know that they're doing a lot to reshape different conversations and pass certain things, but he's really going to have to start putting a lot of pressure on these Republicans in the Senate and the House. And we need pressure beyond primaries. I need people to stop fluffing each other over power jockeying with primaries. We cannot have people going out and endorsing these rhinos and overlooking a conservative because someone doesn't break their knee. We got to stop this stuff. Otherwise, guess what? You ain't getting nothing. You're not getting the agenda that you voted for. You're not getting a balanced budget. You're not getting reduction in spending. You're not getting lower taxes. You're going to get more pain. This is where real strategy now comes into play. And there's some people in POTUS's orbit that need to have a humility check and need to get on the train in terms of smart strategy and need to start putting pressure, even on those that you're friendly with, to pass these agenda items in the House and put pressure on these senators to get this done. I mean, you know, what is the point of flexing about how much power you got if you can't use it to get your agenda passed in the Senate and the House? We got a lot more on the way. We got headlines coming up as we move and roll towards, excuse me, the bottom of this second hour. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
CBS says free speech led to the Holocaust and seems to approve prosecuting insulting speech. The number of illegal border crossings plummets, and the right is actually winning the political messaging war for once. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A break from your smartphone can reboot your mood. I don't know why people have to be told this. They say now, apparently, here's how long you need. I think this is so dumb. We're just getting so dumb as a species. We're smod. And by the way, if you're reading this horrible NPR story that we paid taxes to have written, they bury the lead literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs in. So it's not even a properly written story. So you could just discount all of the everything. So they're saying, because they don't answer the question in their headline, they just say that you need to take a break. But they don't tell you how long you actually have to take a break for, that it's good for different people to take breaks. We paid money for NPR to write this dribble. They bury the lead 5 graphs in. Learn how to write a story before you pretend to be a journalist. Dear heavens. Malibu beachgoers were warned to avoid 6 sea lions after more than a dozen were reported in distress. Who made them sick is what I want to know. And can I beat them up? They said 14 of them were in distress over the past week. They said domoic acid toxicity is apparently the cause. Isn't the beach, like in California, isn't it just like nasty? Yeah, I have a friend that lives in San Diego, and they were taking pictures of the beach near them, and it was saying, like, don't go, there's like sewage in this area. Like, they literally had a sign. I didn't even know that it existed there. California Wildlife Center said that there were sea lions in distress over the last 3 days. They got a lot of calls from them. But they said that the acid, it's like contaminated fish, smaller marine life. If they eat toxic algae, it can sicken bigger animals. That's essentially what it's all down to. Egg smuggling is on the rise because Americans are facing high prices. Maybe you could just get a chicken. I mean, why? A crypto gambler shot himself on a live stream after he lost $500 in a meme coin investment. I can't believe that you would actually spend $500 on a meme coin. I mean, that's sad, but, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. It's sad. Just, you know, be smart. Don't be dumb. We got a lot more on the way. We got tiny houses. It's a Marxist whole psyop and everything else. Stick with us.
History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you guys hear this story about this couple on, what airline was this? They were on Qatar, but it's Qatar Airways, from Melbourne, Australia to Doha, the Qatari capital, and then they were on their way to Venice after that. I don't know why you'd take that leg of a flight. Good gosh. So they said that Mike Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collin, they were on this Qatar Airways flight. 10 hours into the flight, a woman leaves the restroom, collapses, kicks the bucket right in front of them. And they were telling an Australian news program, it's called A Current Event, they said they were telling them their story. It was their dream trip to Venice, right? So how do you deal with something like this, right? It sounds like they were kind of in the back, too, like near the lavatories, because if she's coming out of the lavatory, I don't know what kind of plane it was. I'm just assuming, although it sounds like maybe, I mean, because they could have lavatories in the middle, the front and in the back. I don't know. Anyway, the crew put the dead body in their row. They said, oh, hey, can you, because they were dealing with it. The couple said that they did everything they could. It was heartbreaking to watch because they couldn't save her. And they said, Mitchell Ring said they looked frustrated and then they looked at me and saw that there was a seat available beside me and my wife on the other side. And they said, can you move over, please? And he just said, okay, no problem. And then they placed the dead body in the chair he was in. So they couldn't even like access the aisle without crawling. They couldn't get up for the remaining 4 hours. And then they said when they arrived, they dealt with the body. And Qatar, owned by the government, they said in a statement to the press, quote, first and foremost, our thoughts with the family of the passengers sadly passed away on board on flight, blah, 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 blah. Apologize for any inconvenience or distress the incident may have caused, you know, etc. The couple said they were not allowed to change seats for the remainder of the flight. They were told they had to remain seated. Medical staff addressed the body upon landing. They were not offered any support at all after. They were just sitting next to the dead body for 4 hours. On a flight, on their way, like they're an older couple and they'd saved for this dream vacation and they, what do you do, right? I mean, granted, when you're on a plane, there's limited places you can put the body. Why does it got to go in the seat right there? I mean, you got some room in the back. I'm not trying to be mean or crass, but at the same time, that's their responsibility to be prepared. And it's not the responsibility of this couple to babysit the dead body and have it in that row. That's just wild to me. What would you have done, Kane?
I would ask right away, because wouldn't they have a spot in the plane that you can put someone who's maybe being unruly or
Like a brig?
Yeah, or something like that. They don't have any, like, one little...
Although I think that maybe that should change. You should be able to have, like, a little hatch and drop somebody down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, down in that, where they keep all the luggage in the belly of the plane, maybe, or something?
I don't know.
Either.
I mean, I guess you have to measure out, is it meaner to the family of the dead body or meaner to the people who have to sit next to the dead body? I don't know. I mean, the person's dead at that point. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do with their body. I mean, right? Or are we one of those people, like some of my family members, who believes that it's still spiritual and it's still alive or something like that, and you got to go and do your Southern graveyard vigil and all that stuff? I don't know. Is that where we're at?
But I don't know.
It's weird.
If I had to be sitting next to the dead body?
Yeah. Who gets the armrest?
The arm that needs the rest?
That's just me to the dead body and the family of the dead body.
The living person.
Who gets the extra meal or the extra, like, peanuts or something?
What are you talking about? Of course the living human being gets the extra meal.
I don't know. It seems mean to the family of the dead body.
Are they on the
flight? Just to portion someone's food out like that. I'm just saying, the whole thing is wild.
I don't even know what I would do.
That one is... They're apparently were like, the flight attendants did not let them get a different seat. I mean... I don't know how far away the original seat was from the bathroom.
You'd think a dead body would get their own row.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, would I be bothered sitting next to a dead body? Oh, hell yes. I don't like sitting next to live people. I don't want to sit next to a dead one. I have a hard enough time. Don't even ask me my reaction if I have to sit next to someone, especially if it's a dude. Or an unkempt woman who wears open-toed sandals and has dirty feet. It's like, we're not the hobbits going to Mordor. Clean it up, you know? I get real weird about this stuff. Like, why couldn't they have just set her on the toilet in the bathroom? Typically, there are two bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? Why couldn't you set the person, if it's in the back, there's two bathrooms. Why couldn't you just set her in one of the bathrooms in the back? Why did she have to sit next to these people for 4 hours? Stuff happens to a dead body in 4 hours, y'all. I mean, and yes, you can put into an airline bathroom. You can put a body there. I'm just trying to think out loud, right?
When does rigor mortis set in?
Well, this is where I'm not a coroner or a mortician. We have a family friend who's a mortician. Fascinating.
Put them
work.
In a seat at that point. Hmm? Once they're all stiff, you can't just put them in a seat.
Yeah, like if they're in the aisle too, and you're like pegged in by the dead body, like how do you get out? You got to crawl over that. Like what in the world? That's so. I don't know. Like I said, I don't like sitting next to living people. Sometimes it includes my own blood. Much less sitting next to a dead person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like I'm not. See, and you know what? Lorraine just made a good point. Why not put it in the window seat? I don't know why. They didn't do that. They did not put the dead body in the window seat. Or at least, you know, the put it in one of the bathrooms. I will say, you will have a quiet seatmate.
Yeah.
No one's going to talk your arm off or your ears off. Nobody's going to, you know, talk you to equal death, you know, and
don't your like bowels empty and stuff when you die?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sit next to that either. Living or dead.
I can't imagine. I don't even know how you approach that whole thing. I don't know. I mean, some people wouldn't mind it. I mean, do you get a free drink out of it? I'm just saying.
More than a free drink.
Well, if it's Qatar Airlines, they probably don't have no drinks on their planes, do they? You don't even get, you have to suffer the indignity of being on a dry plane, sit next to a dead body. I don't know. I mean, I think I'd rather hang out on the wing, I think, right? Or I'll go sit in the lav. I'll go do that. That'll be fine. I don't know. I just can't believe that the airline was not better prepared than that. I mean, I can, but, you know, I choose to have a little bit of incredulity. So I just feel so bad for it because they had to go to Venice after that. Did you hear this story about this Texas rancher? This is new. New York Post has this story. It's a Texas rancher killed by a suspected cartel IED near the Mexican border as authorities warn of a growing threat. Well, I don't know what they're talking about. Because, see, I was told, Kane, by Democrats reliably that there are no issues with anything at the border. The rancher, super white name, Antonio Cespedes Saldinerna. Wow. I totally butchered the last part of the name.
Gringo if I ever heard it.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah. He works on both sides of the border along with Horacio Lopez Pena. They were killed in the blast just south of Brownsville, Texas. The wife was hospitalized with injuries. So they were blown up. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller said it's part of a growing threat posed by cartel activity along the southern border. So you're supposed to avoid dirt roads and remote areas. Don't touch unfamiliar objects because it could blow up. They could be explodey. Limit your travel to daylight hours. Stay on main roads. Avoid cartel. I mean, it's almost like, I mean, you have to do this even on the U.S. side near the border. Because, you know, our border is not a big deal. You know who lives a lot? You know who if you want to look at demographics, and I know this stuff is typically important to the left, except when those people may be conservative, may be independent, or may just prove a hurdle to their narrative. I mean, these were Hispanic ranchers that were killed. But it's a cartel thing, and it goes against the narrative of the open borders gang, so you probably won't hear much about it. Who, I mean, those are the people who are most disproportionately affected by this stuff. And it's sad. I mean, this is just a rancher. They're just some, you know, older dudes. They're just doing their thing, right? They're going out, checking their cattle, doing what they're doing. And they get blowed up. That's you know, because of cartels. Cartel activity. Because you've got people that can't stop snorting and injecting and buying people. That's why. It's sad. But that's a real, real thing. By the way, Lorraine's already done all the research, Kane, into the dead body on the plane. She says that rigor mortis starts at about 2 hours post-death.
Oh.
Give or take about 12 hours. Can take a few hours for the bowels to release.
Oh, boy. Even in a pressurized cabin?
4-hour flight.
Okay.
I'm thinking something got through.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's not good.
Yeah, just saying. Anyway, but back to the IED. Why can't we just leave IEDs for cartel members? Why can't people at the border defend their ranches and defend all this the way they need to? I mean, hell, you know, the federal government's not going to do it. Although now that may change, but Republicans are balking at everything. Democrats are screaming over everything. I mean, who knows? A White House official is pushing to remove Canada from Five Eyes. Peter Navarro wants to increase pressure. I guess this is like just a pressure tactic that they're wanting to do. I don't know necessarily if that's the best idea. I think that we need as many. I think we need to keep that little group together. Five Eyes, as you know, particularly regarding China. I mean, because you've got New Zealand, you have Australia, the UK, Canada, United States, Five Eyes. Navarro apparently is according to Financial Times, pushing to remove Canada from Five Eyes as, I guess, like a leverage. Navarro hasn't said anything else about it. They reached out to him. No. He denied pushing the idea. He said it was crazy and that we would never jeopardize our national security with allies like Canada. So where did they get this from then?
He has talked about it. I put it in Slack earlier.
Well, because he's saying it's a lie that he never said it.
Right. They're
claiming that he did say it. He's already cleared it up.
But why are they, so if he didn't say it, why are they insisting that he did? Can we play this audio real quick? This is where he was dismissing this claim. Go ahead.
This nonsense from the Financial Times is a product of a culture in the media where they report stories and never name their sources. And my view is that we should never have to comment on any story where it's based on unnamed sources. Have you ever noticed that? Okay, that was just crazy stuff. We would never, ever jeopardize our national security, ever, with allies like Canada, ever. So please stop doing that. And I have proposed, and I hope somebody's hearing me, that we just don't pay any attention to any questions that are based on anonymous sources.
So this is FT source. They say, quote, The people familiar with the situation said Navarro, who has easy access to the Oval Office due to his ties with Trump, is arguing that they should increase pressure on Canada by evicting them from Five Eyes. It's unclear whether or not the idea has gained traction with Trump, but it's being discussed amongst his officials. Okay, so they didn't really, that's like the shadiest way to say we don't really have sources. Familiar with the situation? It sounds like they just kind of made a claim and then ran with it, and they're still running with it. At the end of the story, they're still running with it. I'm like going down here. Oh, one Five Eyes intelligence official said that would be very dangerous. So they make this thing. Then they go and they interview all these countries about it. And they accuse everyone else of fomenting a divide. But how is this not fomenting a divide when you create a headline that has minimal, next to nothing sourcing? You run with it as gospel truth. And then you go and you start asking Canada about it like some sort of hide vial. I mean, what in the world? However much you hate the legacy media, it's never enough.
History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, a naked Florida man was accused of burglarizing a home. Thank heavens they clothed him before his mugshot, because nobody wants to see that. This guy's supposed to be 24. Putnam County deputies arrested a Keaton Mercier for burglary and on a warrant for aggravated battery by strangulation. He had a previous conviction. When deputies arrived on the scene, the 24-year-old had put on a pair of breeches, pair of underwear, but he refused to leave. A man came home Sunday evening, found a naked burglar right inside his house. He called the cops. And so this Mercier guy was taken to the hospital because he had...
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, while our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The guy, he attacked the homeowner. And he had to be taken. Well, he had attacked a previous homeowner. He had to be taken to the hospital, treated for cuts on his arms and legs that he had sustained from breaking into the home. They also suspect that he was pretty high as a kite on drugs. They found all kinds of glass pipes, you know, that were in his possession. So he was arrested. Can you imagine, man? This is why guns were invented, by the way. I ain't gonna mess with no naked man in my house, breaking into my house. Nope. Not gonna happen. Okay, this is the one I wanted to talk about yesterday. We ran out of time. So a Florida father was dealing with his son being bullied, and apparently the son was being bullied by another classmate who happened to be a girl. And so what ended up happening, and it's all on video, little girl was bullying the guy's son. This Florida girl was bullying this Florida man's son. And she was doing it right in front of the dad. Like, she was running her mouth in front of other adults because she knew that she was going to be protected. This is where the chick card comes in, right? So she was, like, calling him all kinds of invectives, and the dad slaps her right on video. Of course, you know, they call the police. The dad goes, it was battery. And he said, was it the right thing to do? This is why boys need sisters. Also, that girl needs her ass beat by her parents. And if her parents don't do it, her parents should have their ass beat. So tired of this stuff. If you don't want me raising your kids, you better get them in line in public, or I'll step in and do the job that you failed to do as an egg or gamete donor. Done with it. We got more on the way. Third hour next. Strength and vitality inside and out. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. You'll love Native Path Collagen because it'll keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And you can use it daily in your morning coffee to start the day feeling your best. And best of all, Native Path offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. So you can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. And it's the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for up to an incredible 45% off, plus get free shipping. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It makes a lot of sense, in theory, to go and ask all the employees what they're doing. Right. Elon Musk would say that's common sense. Mm-hmm. He did this to the then CEO of Twitter before forcing out the CEO of Twitter and taking over Twitter a couple years ago. And I think we should recognize, to a lot of Americans, this makes perfect sense, right? Tell us what you did last week. What are your accomplishments? Lots of people are used to doing that in their jobs. Of course, it gets really complicated really quickly when you're dealing with classified information. Wow. Or if you're not checking your work email over the weekend. So I understand it's not the common sense that he claims it is. But I think we should understand why people, this appeals to people, why the memes appeal to a lot of people, right? It's actually nonsense, but it sounds like common sense. Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's trying to have it both ways, because I feel like Brian Stelter actually doesn't think it's a big deal, but he can't say that on CNN because that's not status quo. Even if you're a conservative, you got to sell your soul. And I feel like he's trying to like have it both ways, because he's not brave enough to just be like, you know what, that actually does make kind of sense. You got to think about how often, you know, you're doing this in your day-to-day life. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of this third hour. It's not nonsense. I mean, that's what a performance review, or just simply asking people what they did in a week, you know, to keep the brass informed. Why are people weeping and gnashing their teeth over this? The fact that If you have anything that can be so, this is insane that so many people are screaming, oh, these are essential services. They're not. Sorry, but the park stuff and being able to control the bag. I was like reading all these different little departments and stuff where people are, let me pull this up. People are freaking out. Like Fast Company, which is a silly little advertising rag. They say that, oh, bathrooms are going to be overflowing with trash because there aren't workers to clean them. I'm going to just pause there for a minute. I know we talked about it a little in the first hour, but can I just touch on this real quick? They tell the story of this guy who was the only locksmith for all these buildings at Yosemite, right? And they have locks and, you know, oh my gosh, can you... And who's going to control all of that now that he's, you know, he might be one of the people who's affected by cuts. You know, you're going to have trash overflowing in the bathrooms. You know, trails might fall into disrepair. Things of that nature. I can't even believe it. This guy's like, you know, they try to use like the weirdest things as the rule for all, right? Number one. Then maybe somebody should take the trash out. I don't know. Like if I see trash on the ground, I pick it up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need some, like, glorified federal worker that gets a six-figure salary to do it. It doesn't make any sense. And I think that this, they keep going with the park stories, and there's a million stories on just parks, because they can't talk about all the other stuff. If they actually start talking about all the other stuff that is getting cut, you're actually going to think, you know what, that's right, I want that cut. So they got to find something that they think is going to, that's going to, like, pull at your heartstrings, or something that makes the people who are proposing the cuts look unreasonable. And that's why there's a million stories about these stupid parks. I like the parks. I don't care. But it's a stupid story to sit here and argue this. This is so dumb. Oh, all of a sudden now they're concerned about land management. The people who are like, "Yeah, California's going to burn at some point. Yeah, we don't need to do control burns or anything like that." Oh, please. But they're running with this because if you learn about the other stuff that actually is getting cut, the redundancy, the exorbitant waste, they know that there's no other way that they will never, ever be able to persuade you to come back to where they are on agreement on this issue. So they're focusing on this. They're focusing on bathrooms at the park. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But that's all they got. That's all they have. I'm going to tell you something. Republicans better get a little bit better at dealing with this stuff. And they can get mad at me all they want to, and they will. They're already mad at me. I'm already hearing it. Believe. Don't care. I mean, this is it's asinine. Yeah, where, what did you say, Kane?
Where are the wolves going to get their nails clipped now?
Yeah, who's going to do that?
Where's the budget for that?
The austerity that has to happen, whether or not Republicans are successful, is going to depend on the messaging. And I don't think any of them are good enough. They're weak. They're not good enough for this stuff. They've got to get a backbone, and they've got to get hardcore, and they got to face it head on and just deal with it head on. The media and the left are always going to be offended by something, regardless of whether you did anything. They will be offended, and still, whether you do anything or not. Like this, these stories, this is what they're starting with. Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to get rough. When do you think this market correction's coming, Kane?
Honestly, it should have already happened. A year and a half ago.
Active happening.
Yeah. They're just going to stop what they've been doing to prop it up. And I think part of it's because they can't.
So this is how the left is going to approach all this. So you have these Doge cuts, right? And they're trying to argue, oh, these are essential services. These are essential services that Doge is cutting. And oh my gosh, people are going to be in need. At the same time, I mean, the likelihood, I think it's what, I think it's been projected as being very likely that we're going to probably hit a recession. And we should, if we're taking the steps to control spending, and we're implementing serious cuts, we're controlling spending, we have to make tax cuts permanent, which is what Republican Senate's struggling to even address. We cannot have the government prop up everything. That's the problem. And you also, you know, the 4 years, you also have to take into consideration the 4 years before Trump. That's what the government was doing. I mean, this reminds me I didn't live through it, but you know, history wise, it's very reminiscent of the transition from Carter to Reagan, right? Because there was a recession, and I remember I had lefty family members that blamed Reagan and were very upset. But it wasn't Reagan that was doing it. It was the Carter years before him that set it up, very similar to how the decisions that the Biden administration made have now put this administration in a very difficult pickle. I mean, when you adjust the inputs for government spending, current inflation, it's very similar. And Trump is going to get blamed for it regardless. He's going to get blamed for it regardless. He's got to do it. He's got to keep on mission. The good thing with him is that he doesn't have to worry about reelection. So I feel like that should embolden him to do what needs to be done, because that correction will come. I mean, we saw, you know, the economic boon with Reagan. But this has been a long time in the making. They gave him a absolute ratchet economic situation. I mean, Trump from Biden got an economy that was entirely propped up by kooky math and government spending. I mean, think of it. The number of jobs that they said that they created. And they were trying to act like, look, employment's getting back to normal. Nature's healing. But what were, but look at the jobs. What were the jobs? The jobs were government jobs. And as Kane notes, they kept saying that, what was the phrase? Inflation's
cooling.
Cooling.
Yep.
Not true.
Yeah, that's not true at all. So we've, he's, now he's got to deal with it. He's got to deal with it now. This is also, I think, too, where you get into trouble when you are running for office and you make promises in an economic environment like this. Like, oh, on day one, I'm going to lower, which I don't think that was a phrase that he said. Maybe he did. But you got to be careful. This is why I feel like now because the EEOC is doing great. Congress is not keeping up. Republicans in the House and Senate are not keeping up. That's also on POTUS. POTUS is the party leader. He's Charles in charge, man. He has to go and pressure these lawmakers to enact the agenda of the voters. Who else can do it? I mean, we have fights about stupid primaries. You know, we'll have POTUS that weighs in to this Republican challenge and this Republican in a House race, and they get involved in that. Why not go after these weak lawmakers who either refuse to make permanent tax cuts or who refuse to sign on for the actual spending that's being recommended? Now, that seems like that's an easy decision to make, isn't it? Especially when you don't got to worry about running for re-election again. My gosh, you're like immune. There's so many things he could do. He needs to start throwing elbows with his own side about austerity, about spending. Otherwise, I'm promising you, you are going to lose it all. You're going to lose the control of the Senate. You're going to lose control of the House. And guess what? In 2028, you're going to have some slick Rick looking dude coming out of Gavin Newsom, coming out of California, who's going to be running for president in 28. And oh, don't you know that they're going to rehabilitate him? They are going to retcon his history, all of the stories about the rail that went to nowhere and all of the other misappropriation, everything else, the impropriety is going to just disappear into the ether because he's their guy. It's going to be tough. I think Republicans, like I said, in the Senate are already showing they can't do it. But this was the bargain. You knew there's going to be an economic downturn. You know it's coming. Everybody knows it. The seriousness is going to, I think, some of it be predicated upon the amount of spending that is still continuing, which is why it's paramount that these lawmakers, they absolutely have to get spines and they got to do this properly. And they got to do it. They can't be scared of their own shadows. It's asinine. A couple of other things. So, let me pull this up. I don't know if you guys have seen. Have you guys seen the new series of Reacher? The guy, what is his name? Richson, who's in it?
Alan Richson, yeah.
I don't know what I think about this guy. The first season I thought was pretty good. And I actually liked Tom Cruise's Reacher. I know some people are like, oh, he doesn't fit the bill physically. It seemed, you know, it was entertaining enough. I liked the first season of Reacher, this TV series. Second season was all right. The third season started weird. And I posted about it online. And if there's spoiler alerts, meh, you're going to watch it anyway. Basically, he's got to go undercover and he's got to make it believable is the beginning storyline. But that is not enough of an excuse for what I saw. So at one point, you know, he's behaving, some of his actions run counter to the character you know him to be. And I get that part. And that makes sense later, you know, as just the storyline when he goes undercover. What doesn't make sense is the language that he uses even after that setup was established. So I'll give you, this doesn't really give too much away. But he apparently at one point he reacted, you know, it was all a setup, and it was all orchestrated. And in this orchestration, he was to give the appearance of shooting a cop, but he didn't really do it. And I get all that. My objection is when he uses phrases like illegal guns and gun license. So he's explaining, you know, I mean, why he can't go to the police with this issue. Well, you know, really, the appearance of you just shooting a cop would do it. Not because you did it with an illegal gun. And that's the phrase that he used. And I singled out on that because I know politically he's very far left. Now, normally that wouldn't be a problem for me, except he really wanted to advertise that he's very far left. Like, he went after Trump supporters and all this other stuff. And he said some nasty things. And that actually hurts the suspension of disbelief that I have to have when I watch characters like this. And I don't know why any actor wants to jeopardize their market value by making it impossible for viewers to separate themselves from their craft. That's not the fault of the viewer. That's the fault of the, you know, idiot actor or actress that insists that her opinion be worshipped as much as her craft when her opinion pales in comparison to the craft, or his opinion pales in comparison to his craft. And this guy's not even a great actor. So it's already kind of, you're already on the struggle bus trying to get over that. We're going to talk more about it, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm interested in watching any more of the series after that. I get what people are saying. They're like, well, you should have watched. Shut up. I did. That doesn't explain the phraseology that was used that had actually nothing to do with the plot. We'll talk more. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends at Bernagun. I like diversifying what I have. I mean, you carry guns and you carry blades, I'm sure, right? So I think this is a good option for people who get their hands tied through no fault of their own, whether it's they have to go somewhere for work or it's a municipal restriction, the dreaded gun-free zone signs. I have friends who live and work in D.C., and they've gone out, and New York. They've actually gone out and got the Byrna SD. So Bernagun, they have different models. The SD is the best-selling one. And legal in all 50 states, no background checks, no permits. They can ship it right to your door. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. It is a good option for when you are unconstitutionally barred from taking your firearm with you. I have no problem carrying and using lethal force to protect myself, but I also have no problem diversifying my weapons array. I want to make sure that I'm protected under any circumstances. And that's kind of the hole that Byrna is looking to fill here, because they understand, you know, through no fault of your own, you know, sometimes you may be rendered defenseless because of municipal restrictions or private property, and they don't want you to be like that. So they have the Byrna SD. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Again, different projectiles, different accessories, even different models. The SD is the most popular selling one. And this is a great time to reevaluate your options. Visit Byrna.com/Dana, BYRNA.com/Dana. You can get 10% off of your purchase there, only at Byrna.com/Dana.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So last hour, we talked about a dead body on a plane. What about a tarantula? A pilot was bitten by one. Aren't they non-poisonous? I mean, they're creepy still. My son wanted one, and I convinced him to get something that wasn't that. And he ended up getting something so much better. It was a scorpion. Yeah, a particular type of scorpion. Anyway, so this flight, it was a flight between Germany and Spain. A pilot in the cockpit was bitten by an actual tarantula. It was an Iberia Airbus A320 flying between Dusseldorf and Madrid. And it was delayed so it could be fumigated. And the pilot, who is allergic to spiders, I am too, I'm just going to claim it. I don't know, but I'm just saying I am. He was treated with an anti-inflammatory medicine. It is thought to have gotten into the plane somehow. They think, you know, maybe it got out of somebody's bag. They think it was in Morocco, maybe. But he's getting treatment. But yeah, that flight was super delayed. Can you imagine? Earth is safe from another city killer asteroid. That's just a bummer. YR4. A huge brawl broke out at an Atlanta airport. If you thought Spirit Airlines, you're correct. You're correct. We have more on the way. Stick with us as we move before we get into Days of These United States. Our partners over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is in existence. And Patriot Mobile wants to make sure that you have great coverage. So this is nationwide coverage you can trust. They operate on all three major networks. You're connected wherever you go. And you're supporting what you believe in, because your dollars that you use to pay for your service isn't going towards DEI or gun control or anything like that. They actually put momentum behind the things that you vote to protect. Seamless switching. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. Keep your number, keep your phone, upgrade. It's entirely your choice. It's never been easier to switch, and they will totally take care of you. When you go to patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT, use promo code Dana, because that unlocks a free month of service for you. So switch today. patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT, code Dana to unlock your free month of service.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this third hour. Why is it that we're hearing so many stories about airlines having accidents, or, like, for instance, this is from CNN Breaking News. I don't like the outlet, but it is what it is. A Southwest Airlines jet was attempting to land at Midway in Chicago, and it nearly collided with a private plane on the runway. How does this happen? Because, as you know, the cuts that they made had nothing to do with security or air traffic control. I mean, unless you want to believe lies. I'm just curious as to how is this possible? How does this happen so much? And then, last night, I ended up seeing this. This is audio soundbite. This is soundbite 23. I need people to not constantly film themselves when they're at work, especially if they're pilots. Watch.
US Grand Delta 2168 Information Hotel.
Delta 2168, Key West Grand, you put it to Atlanta Hartsfield Airport as file, maintain 5000. Expect flyable 36010, attempt departure. Archers on frequency 124.02, SWAC 3672.
This is me back. I'm showing everything. Okay, why are we doing this? Why? Okay, for my own, I realize that, yes, when you're flying a plane, maybe you have, because you can, I think, I don't know, probably put it on autopilot for a second. I know that you have time to, like, take a drink of coffee and, you know, use the restroom and all that. We are in an overload of oversharing right now with our culture. You are not, I'm going to just tell something, and this goes for all of us, myself included, everybody. You are not as interesting as you think you are. Okay? You're really not. I don't know why people think that they have to give these, like, here's a glimpse of my day. Nobody cares. Unless you're like a spy, which then you shouldn't be doing it. Unless you're doing some James Bond stuff. Or if you're like a Michelangelo sculptor, nobody cares. Nobody cares. But why are you in the cockpit doing this stuff? And it doesn't help that it's a chick doing it, because I feel like, and I have full disclosure, I have two female friends who are commercial airline pilots. They would never do anything like this in the cockpit, ever. In fact, they roll their eyes when they see this stuff happening, when you got the chicks in the cabin doing this stuff and then like doing the TikTok. They would never, ever do this. And one of them is a millennial, would never do this. So I do think that there is a certain type of person that is that does this stuff. And I don't need to see it in the cockpit of a plane. We don't need to see that. Here's the we don't need to see that stuff. Nobody cares. It's disconcerting, right? People are already weird when they get on planes anyway. Doesn't matter if you've flown forever or not. People are weird because other people also make them weird if it's not just the act of flying it themselves. It just needs to stop. It doesn't make me feel more confident. It doesn't give me greater insight. I don't know. Am I being too harsh, Kane?
No, I don't think so.
Why do they got to do that stuff? Can they do it or why are they? I mean, I can't imagine that the airline would allow them to
legal?
Do it.
Yeah, that's my first question. Is it against policy? Because you'd think it would be.
Yeah, I don't know. Thomas Massie, separate topic, says he's talking about ethanol today. He woke up this morning and chose violence. He tweeted, quote, using corn to make fuel increases the price of food. I agree. This is not disputed. Yet some Republicans are insisting on keeping costly ethanol provisions of the Democrat Green New Deal in the Republican budget reconciliation plan. This is like Atlas Shrugged with soy, with the soybeans. It very much reminds me of this. I always thought that burning your food for fuel was silly. It doesn't make sense. And doesn't it make you actually burn the fuel, like burn gas faster? Doesn't it vaporize faster? Everything I know about cars, I learned from Top Gear and Grand Tour. I'm not even kidding you. Professor Jeremy Clarkson. It makes food more. Why do we do that? Like what? The idea of doing this is one of the most. It's the craziest thing I've ever. And we got subsidies for the whole. You know, that include that we reward using food as a fuel additive.
Well, you know how long it's been since the narrative of oil bad, fossil fuel bad, right? Well, this is what was the result of that original narrative, was they thought they would be able to convince people that, hey, it's not oil where this fuel's coming from. It's corn. It's all natural. And it's going to help our farmers. And they're literally squeezing everybody out of the market when they do it.
So we help our farmers by saying we're going to force everyone to put corn in their fuel.
Well, that's the narrative. That's
and
not what we're actually doing.
They'll have to buy it from you, which is the government propping you up
yep.
through an artificial market trick.
Yep.
And we're going to pretend it's a free market and that this makes sense.
Yep.
That is correct.
That's like saying, everybody, we're going to break your ankles so that you have to go to the doctor and have surgery and healthcare. And it's going to prop up those doctors. And it's like the same logic in a way. It's
not too far off from what Big Pharma's been doing.
So we were talking about this on break. Isn't E10 like the common blend? All the fuel people, all the car, the gearheads are going to be like all up in my email and my mentions with us.
What's the 10 stand for? I know 10%. E85. So that E85 is 85%?
Yeah, that's the way I understand it. Yeah. So we have to mandate that food and things that are not fuel be put into the fuel to make actually the cars run worse.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think the fuel also does more damage to an engine than the standard fuel that we unleaded fuel that we put in the cars.
I think 90% gas, 10% corn. That's the E10. And I don't know if that's still like the normal blend, but I can't imagine that that's helpful.
And I don't think they're considering.
And it doesn't really cut emissions because you have to burn more of it.
Well, yeah. And it takes fuel to actually harvest it as well. So the amount of fuel that you use to grow and harvest it is probably just a net negative on what kind of fuel you get out of it.
I mean, it literally is Atlas Shrugged. Someone read that book and was like, you know what? We got to do that, what they're doing in there with ethanol. But you can't say that because you make certain industries very upset if you say those, especially when they go first in primaries. You can't say that. That's why Iowa goes first. Because everybody wants to keep that lobby happy. Well, will people get their feelings hurt if I say that? If I stare into the camera, do you think that they'll?
Possible.
I'm just curious. Does it hurt feelings? It's true, though. It just doesn't make any sense. Let's just Flintstone it. You know, that's like saying, you know what? You'll run through shoes faster, but we got to prop up the shoe industry. Just punch your feet through your floorboards and just Flintstone it. Yabba dabba do, you know? Ka-chow. Get it up there. That's true. And it does actually increase food prices because it does. That's exactly how it works. It jacks up the demand for corn, as you know, it's a staple for fuel and food. And then, of course, you know, that's less for livestock. Processed foods, which are unhealthy, but still export. And then supply and demand kicks in because of reduced supply. Guess what that means? You think the prices from a reduced supply get higher or lower if it's a reduced supply? If you said higher, you paid attention in Econ 101. I mean, and what he noted is that 40% of U.S. corn production in 22, it was about 5.3 billion bushels, went to ethanol. That's per USDA. So that's what feeds our livestock. And when you have the prices rise because of supply and demand from like $3 to $7 a bushel, and that happened in 2022, he noted, the livestock feed costs skyrocket. And then guess what? That means higher prices for meat, higher prices for poultry, higher prices for dairy, higher prices for eggs. All of that, that's an absolute accurate thing, and accurate to note that. So it doesn't make any, why Republicans are keeping it in the budget bill. With Republicans like those, you don't need Democrats. Honestly, the modern GOP is not all that different anymore from Democrats. Oh, I know, some people get people who are very party first, America second, get very upset when I say that. But it is, then explain this. Explain the ethanol mandate. Explain that USDA said cropland devoted to corn hit 92 million acres and it crowded out all other alternatives. There was less wheat. That's like less for bread, less for cooking oil, less for a lot of stuff. And ethanol-driven grain prices, price jumps, those hit harder in other parts of the world globally. And in fact, Massey noted that in 2007-08, the food crisis partly blamed U.S. ethanol policies for spiking corn and tortilla prices in Mexico. And that was estimated to be a 10 to 15% food price bump that was all tied to biofuels. So yeah, those mandates and those subsidies absolutely increase food prices. And there are other factors that go into it. But why? I don't know why we do that. Why we prop up? That doesn't make any sense. And what happens when EVs, at some point, you know, my husband's convinced that that's going to be the popular car. I still think that it's not market supported yet to be like, that's the, you know, preference. And, you know, I still like gas and oil. But, you know, say when we get to that point, what's going to happen with ethanol? Huh? I know. Has anybody thought about that? Doesn't matter. I don't know. It's very weird. And Massey he knows agriculture. He's got farmland. He runs this stuff.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did you select an underqualified retired lieutenant general to be the next chairman of the Joint Staff?
I'm gonna choose to reject your unqualified question. Who's next?
Yeah, that's an accurate response. I think that was a completely perfect response that SecDef had. With regards to, who was that? I don't remember who the reporter was, but.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, the guy's question was, quote, why did you select an underqualified retired lieutenant general to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? And the guy asked that in front of foreign dignitaries. He asked it purposefully to be a jack wagon. Not, I mean, he wanted to embarrass the Secretary of Defense in front of foreign leaders. That's why he did it. And I thought that Hegseth's response was absolutely perfect. That was the response that he needed to give, because it was a stupid question and he did not even dignify it and just shut it down. Absolutely the right way to handle it. I'm going to choose to reject your unqualified question. Who's next? And the media is upset. The media is, there was a judge that, what is it? So far they're siding with the Trump administration. The Associated Press is mad that they're not getting invited on Air Force One and invited into some of these press avails because they won't say Gulf of Mexico. It is not a right for them to be in there. It's not a right for you to get on the plane and fly with POTUS. And what's more, whenever the previous administration would go after any member of media, none of these other individuals stood up for them. So I just like when, remember Simon Atiba, when the Biden-Harris administration would go after him, or when they would shut him down? Do you recall anybody else in the Associated Press or anyone standing up? No, of course you don't. So I don't really care. If they want to push fake news, they can go and do it on their own time somewhere else. I mean, they did get a lot of USAID money. So they just, we don't need it. We don't need it. So that was a great, response there. By the way, apparently the White House announces that the press pool is not going to be determined by the White House Correspondents Association anymore. According to Charlie Spearing, who's with Daily Mail and lives in D.C., covers the White House, he says that it's not going to be determined by the White House. So not the White House Correspondents Association. It's going to be the White House that makes the determination. White House Correspondents Association didn't have any authority really anyway. They just like pretend that they do. So I'm not against it. I will say, however, that depending on what kind of Democrat you get in after, you know, it could go that way, but is it, do you care? I don't know. Do you care? It's not like Biden-Harris never called. They hardly ever called on, except for maybe Peter Ducey. And only because he was with Fox, they never called on anyone that they thought had a tough question for Biden or for Karine Jean-Pierre, right? I mean, only maybe with the exception of Ducey, but that's only because he was with Fox and everybody knows who he is. So he's harder to ignore because, you know, he's got that name recognition and everybody knows.
Do you remember
his
that
face.
Simon Atiba guy too?
I just mentioned him.
Yeah.
Where were you? I mentioned him.
Multitasking,
literally.
But I recently messaged with him and he's saying that he is actually enjoying a little more freedom of
really?
The press than the previous administration. So,
well, they didn't stick up for anybody else. Why should anybody stick up for
the
them?
The left makes this sound like this is somehow
the White
cutting
House Correspondents Association never stuck up for a team. Right. They never stuck up for any. Remember the journalist that got screamed at under Obama Biden?
Exactly.
They never stuck up for any of them. So,
it's not an undercutting of the First Amendment
exactly.
Like they're trying to make it look like.
It's a partisan organization, and they try to control all the access. That's all it is. All right, sorry, I'm going to let go over Today in Stupidity.
All good. It's Representative Jasmine Crockett. And Juan, this is Cut 26. Listen to what she says here, because she just loves those constituents.
Like, and we know, like, this isn't me trying to throw shade. These are just the facts.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at who's voting for who,
the facts,
the less educated folk. And when I say educated, I'm not even talking about formal education.
Oh.
I'm talking about people that literally don't want to read and enlighten themselves on facts.
Oh.
Those are the people that typically vote for the Republicans. And it's one
right?
of the reasons
is that
we have.
That goes?
Wow, she's lovely. Anyway,
when she
so
has
nice.
Nothing but video proof of her lack of intelligence out on public display every day.
I mean, imagine just being able to insult people. It's just because they're stupid. That's why they don't agree with me. Good heavens. That does it for us for today. Find us over on Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I will be back behind the mic with you tomorrow. Have a great night.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.